fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 11th day of November, Veterans Day, the 2022. Your perfect tip of the day is to get at least 10 magazines for your battle rifle, minimum, and make sure they're mil-spec, that they're factory issue. Frequently aftermarket magazines are not up to what they need to be up to. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is a psychological professional. We'll be talking about the events of the day and taking your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning, John. The weather has turned here in southern Missouri, and it's a bit of a dreary day, but still a beautiful Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans.
Well, thank you, dear. Before we go much farther, what's your office telephone and your website, please?
It is, my office telephone is 417-531-5249, and my website is RuthieAndrews.com. And I also want to put out there that I have a lot of educational videos on my YouTube channel at Kyrie, K-Y-R-I-E, by Ruthie Andrews.
K-Y-R-I-E?
Yes, Kyrie by Ruthie Andrews, and that's the name of my private practice, Kyrie Coaching. So it's Kyrie by Ruthie Andrews, and I've got a lot of educational videos there.
Spell that again slowly for me.
Yes, it's K-Y-R-I-E, Kyrie, oh. And it means Lord have mercy. And some of you may remember the song from the 80s and 90s, Kyrie Eleison. That's where I pulled it.
Gotcha. All right. And so you have educational videos at your YouTube website.
I do. There's a number of different educational videos on different sorts of mental health issues, but also spiritually related issues. There are real world solutions for spiritual concerns, and that's one of the focuses of some of those educational videos. And so the audience may find that to be of interest for sure.
Well, I hope so. I'm always looking for new educational material, and that's great. What's weighing heavily on your mind that you want to talk about this morning, my dear?
So one of the thoughts that I had was to discuss safety in coaching and counseling practices. Up until recently, John, I had two jobs. I was working a full-time job at a major health insurance company, but I was also doing my private practice on the side. So I was one of those persons for about 10 years who was working 60, 70 hours a week, as a lot of people do. But that wears on persons after a while. And I was able to work myself into a position, beautifully so, where I'm able to do my private practice full time now. And it's been a fantastic transition. So I left that health insurance company job not too long ago. One of the things, though, that was happening while I was working there, because I had a position there, I could see behind the scenes and what they were doing. There are numerical matrices that run their business practices. They push algorithms like it's nobody's business. One of the algorithms that they push is what's known as a predictive algorithm. They take diagnostic codes, billing, and they take your biometric numbers. And a lot of people will have their biometrics completed at their companies or businesses, right? Your cholesterol number, your A1C number, your weight, your BMI, and those will all be fed into computer systems. They'll take all of those codes, billing codes, diagnostic codes, procedure codes, and your BMI, and they will come up with complex numerical soup mixes, algorithms that are predictive in nature. They can tell, or they think they can tell, who will develop coronary artery disease in 10 years. Or who will develop depression or anxiety or peripheral artery disease or a brain condition or a lung condition or a blood condition. It goes on and on and on, John. One of the things that occurred was that we were to, as coaches, speak to our customers, and I was on the phone with customers all day long, about predictions that could be 10 or 15 years in the future, or perhaps not at all. Because I do believe, John, that people have control of their health and wellness, and that it does not have to be that somebody will certainly develop a condition, correct? Understand, everybody, that when you go to the doctor and a billing code or a procedure code or a diagnostic code is generated, that feeds back into the health insurance companies and it feeds back into the pharmaceutical companies. They do the same thing. They are running algorithms on you. There are all kinds of complex things that they are doing with our health insurance and with the pharmacia that we pick up from the pharmacy, right? They understand what diagnostic codes have fed into you having those medications. Do you want for those to be the driver of your health and wellness? Certainly not. And as well, then, when you go to a counselor, the counselor, in order to have the health insurance company pay for your counseling sessions or your coaching sessions, they have to generate a diagnostic code. There has to be something wrong with you, quote unquote wrong, in order for you to be showing up at the counselor's office. I, John, with my private practice, have chosen to completely devoid myself of all of that. I do not generate diagnostic codes for my clients. I will not participate in that system. I will not participate in a system that generates predictive algorithms for my customers. It is not fair. It is not just. And I would encourage all of you, in terms of your own mental health and wellness, to consider what numbers are being generated behind your back or on your behalf that you don't want to be a party to? Do you want to have that as a part of your healing and restoration process? In fact, I don't believe that a diagnostic code has to be a part of the process, that there's not something, quote, wrong with you when we start the process of coaching. I start from a different platform, that in fact, you are free. And that we don't have to be a party to those processes, John.
We don't. Absolutely don't. And you got a question or comment for Ruthie? Ruthie, is it proper to call you a psychologist? Would that be accurate?
I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a master's degree in counseling. A psychologist is somebody with a doctorate. I didn't quite go that far.
Okay. All right.
But
All right.
I am an LPC for sure.
Okay, so a professional counselor. And the
exactly.
Call number is 512-248-8252. I've commented on this before, but it's always interesting to talk about, and I've got copies of these books here, right at arm's length here, arm's reach, the diagnostic manuals, the diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. I've got the three most recent editions. I have the one before that is, I think, $200 or $300, so it's a free download. I haven't done it yet. But I find it interesting that men and women with doctorates and PhDs in this profession can make a mental disorder go away by using a pair of scissors and cutting it out of the manual. I find it fascinating, don't you?
It is quite fascinating, and what a lot of people don't understand about the DSM-4, the DSM-5, that's the one that we're working out of now. There are massive complex boards that drive the DSM. They vote. They quite literally vote diagnoses into the manual and vote them out. And if you are not a party player, they will sideline you heavily and even decredential you. I've heard horror stories about psychologists and psychiatrists that sit on those boards who will defy and say, no, this is not correct. This is not how we should treat people. This diagnosis hasn't been studied enough. And they get blackballed heavily in the industry. It is very true. So it's not just that they cut out with a pair of scissors. They will cut you out if you don't agree with the diagnostic system. It is so true.
It's hard to believe. And things that are accepted in normal behaviors in one country are criminal behaviors in another, aren't they?
Exactly. The DSM is not inherent across all mental health systems or in all countries. The DSM is truly meant for just the United States, and that is heavily pumped in and pushed when we go through school and learn how to diagnose somebody. And there's definitely a system to it. But one of the things that is true is that they will tell you that you can't go to Somalia or to Great Britain or to Russia and use the DSM because their culture is so different in the way that a person may be raised or the way that they operate in their cultural systems that the DSM is not valid there, which is very odd, John, because you would think that the way that a person's brain operates in Russia would be the same in the United States. It tells you that there's something very wrong.
Well,
there's something very wrong.
I recall I was a homicide detective in various jurisdictions, including Jefferson County, Missouri. And back in the 70s, there was a visitor from Europe, a tourist from Europe. It doesn't matter which country, England, France, Germany. And he pulled off the side of the road of a state highway and proceeded to urinate on the side of the road. And he found himself arrested and charged with a crime. much to his amazement.
Because that's remarkable.
You know, in most of the world, that's simply what you do in most of the world. But you don't do that here, obviously.
Exactly.
So these cultural differences can be a real hoot. Let's see. I think we got a caller here. I need to get to the place to find it. We do have a caller. Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. First off, happy Veterans Day to John and all the veterans. On the topic of prenuptial agreements, Jacob had some while working for Laban, 14 years for Leah and Rachel, and Genesis 29. Ruthie, do you counsel more before or after marriages?
I do far more after marriages. That's when concerns tend to pop up for a lot of people. And I would say that my wheelhouse is working with people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. That's when I tend to have most of my clients come in. Now, that's not to say that I definitely do have some younger persons for sure. But for the most part, I counsel people post-marriage.
And did you know John announced his engagement?
I did, and so congratulations to John.
Thank you.
What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Well, another case for prenup then, with exceptions. John said dogs at his house stay outside, typical in the Missouri Ozarks. City slickers that keep the dogs inside. Rex Humbard often preached, if a person gets married on puppy love, they'll live a dog's life. So if puppy love is involved, John would have to stay outside in the doghouse.
Uh-huh. I like your logic there, Sherman. That's beautiful. Yep.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sherman. Well, Yeah, that's pretty true. Men and women who grew up in the Ozarks typically don't allow dogs in the house. There are obviously exceptions, but that's pretty much the way it is. Because if your dog goes outside, which it has to obviously to take care of its business, whatever's outside is going to be end up inside the house, and it's just a fact of life. Anyway, Ruthie, what direction would you like to go next, my dear?
I'd like to talk just for a moment about PTSD. It seems a bit relevant because today is Veterans Day, and we know that this I'm going to use the word diagnosis, is rampant, or this experience, that's probably a better word. This experience can be difficult for a lot of veterans, right? Post-traumatic stress disorder. And in fact, it does not have to be a lifelong condition. I can't tell you how many veterans I have run into that have come to the conclusion or the ideology that, in fact, this experience, anxious, fear-based, because that's what PTSD is rooted in, is anxiety, that PTSD has to be a lifelong condition. I just want to encourage everybody that, in fact, again, there are healing and restoration pathways. And I have seen people over and over again completely walk free of it. There are so many therapeutic modalities now that are crazily, amazingly beneficial, like EMDR. But as well, one of the things, John, that I simply do in my coaching practice is to do simple prayer work where we are simply scrubbing and eliminating trauma-based concerns from the person by just using simple prayer interventions. And it's amazing how far I can get in just doing that. And teaching people where to go in their brain, up into the right hemisphere, for example, and creating safe places in order to deal with those concerns. PTSD is very resolvable in the brain and in the heart of a human being. And it does not have to be a lifelong experience for any veteran, John.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's excellent to know. Ruthie, our next caller is Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. man, this lady is, ma'am, you are, oh, by the way, happy all the veterans got screwed over day. the lady, you're making so much sense. You're dangerous. You're scaring me. That's a little too much common sense there.
Chris, what a lot of people don't know is that I'm a redhead, and so that comes with some fire.
No, I love everything you're saying, and thank you very much, and thanks for your courage to stand up to the system. And I'll keep listening, and I think I'll just comment that I think the big problem with our country is we don't, too many of us don't fear God anymore, and too many of us have turned away from God. So I'll just say that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, thanks for your call, Chris. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. I noticed my local newspaper published one day a week, the Crawford County, the Steelville newspaper, typically have about 8 or 10 obituaries. I think there were 11 this week. Half of them were men and women under the age of 70. Now, I don't know the cause of death of all these people, but it's not typical that you would see half of obituaries being people under 70. Do you think, Ruthie?
Yeah, John, that is fascinating because, in fact, just this morning when my alarm went off and I rolled over to turn it off, I was hearing a litany of obituaries. They were reading out over the radio who was to be interned today and what funerals would be taking place. So I had a very similar experience as you, John, and I was shocked that several of the ages that I heard were 67, 53, what I would consider, honestly, quite young. And we should be having a longevity and a beautiful, joyful experience that extends out far beyond what I would consider to be those early years. And in fact, there are a number of conditions that would roll into somebody having an early death experience. And honestly, stress and broken hearts have a lot to do with that, John. How many people end up with difficulties in their life where they roll over, they don't have the coping tools or skills they need, and they'll just give in?
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Veterans Day sale is in effect right now until Monday, at midnight Monday the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, with a special bonus. Everybody who places an order for an energy cleaner or a mattress pad gets a copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The work in that DVD was the result of my being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic in 2017. And you can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you call my order line, don't ask about the sale. They won't know what you're talking about because I refund the sale price manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting Ruthie Andrews, her office telephone number, if you want to become a client of hers, is 417-531-5249. I get that right, Ruthie?
You sure did, absolutely.
And the website's RuthieAndrews.com, and Facebook or YouTube, KYRIE, is that is the Facebook page, YouTube page?
It is, yes. Kyrie at Ruthie Andrews is my YouTube, and my Facebook is just Ruthie Andrews. By the way, follow me on Facebook, because I put posts up weekly that I call the controversial post of the week. And it's usually a diatribe with a lot of, again, great educational information. And I really push to really look at frameworks and understanding and how we're looking at mental health issues or even spiritual issues from a different perspective.
All right. Our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, good morning. I always enjoy listening to your shows. Unfortunately, I am priced out of the market for any of your services, even if I lived out there. And the world that I live in, and John recently mentioned, you know, the city employees are probably, many of them, earning under $40,000 a year. As a type 1 diabetic, I have to survive on much less than that. But I did not grow up in this poverty world. And my world is very different than the world that I'm sure both of you live in because of that, because I've lived on both sides of this railroad track. And there's an article I wish you could look at and read. I don't know if you'll ever be able to see any of the people being victimized in this manner, but I think it might be helpful for, you know, just to read over it, because I will not be discredited and I will not be treated like a second-class citizen, because I'm not. And this is happening everywhere across this country, probably the world, but it's a real serious problem right now. The article is StopBullyingCoalition.org. And it's probably the second article down now, Phoebe's story, P-H-O-E-B-E, and it talks about being, you know, just having harassment in housing. You have no recourse, nothing. Even if laws exist, they're unenforceable. So I had someone, an alcoholic TBI, kicking in a door, a very thick, heavy door at night, random, drunk, blacked out, okay? And the police, this only time I ever called the police in that building. I called John and reached out for help. I didn't have any solutions, no pastors, no one knew what, no one had any housing that I could afford. And the police, they came twice that he was doing that. And they told me, quote, you got to get out of here. You don't belong here, because I'm not mentally ill. Okay. So in order to get any help, you have to go see someone and get that label. Do you understand? And so it creates a vicious cycle. And the churches, most of them are not prepared to do any advocacy. They have their tax-free status. They'll send their own members to government housing, to government food stamps, and they're sitting on tens of thousands of dollars, because I knew a finance guy in Boston. He could see in every church account. Many of these churches that send their people to the government to become what John calls welfare queens, guess what? I am one, and I'm not a second-class citizen, and I was made that. And I've reached out to help from upright people to try to find a solution, and they don't even want to listen. And I have lived through violence like that, okay, and just to be discredited by the ones who might be able to help me form a solution if they could sit down and take notes from someone in the trenches. I'm a general in the Army of Attrition Warfare, and we should be heard. And I've taken the traumatic, the TBI, Dr. Breer, I've passed it with flying colors. And then they said, you'd be a great union activist, right? Well, guess what? I'm not that. I can't afford health care in America. Priced out of the market. Worked with a broken bone in my foot for a year and a half, taping it like a marathon runner. Okay? And I got called, I've been called a parasite up here by right-wingers. Oh, you're nothing but a liability. You're never going to work again. This is abuse. And it's disgusting. So I want the right wing to really hear that. The churches are not doing anything. They've got the tax-free money. Let's find some solutions within that tax-free status so that people in their own congregations don't have to become, you know, trapped in the system. We need solutions here. And I have some, but I think that's enough for today. And I thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Do you have any follow-up before we move on?
I really do, actually. This is a very heart-level concern for me. Catherine really spoke to a lot of truer truths here. Catherine, you are loved, you are honored, and you are absolutely not a parasite. Catherine, I worked in the social service nonprofit arena for years. That was where I cut my teeth. That was my bread and butter. And serving the marginalized, serving the disadvantaged, serving those who are lower income, for years, I did therapy sessions for $1 or $2 a session. That was really where I learned many of my skills. You are loved, you are honored, and I'm committed in my own private practice now to serving persons who are in your position. Catherine, email me. My email's on my website, and I will work with you, Catherine. I will work with you, and where you're at with your price.
Here's a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got some interesting parcels of real estate under the real estate section, including a three-bedroom home in beautiful Bismarck, Missouri, about 40 miles from where I'm sitting right now. It's for sale, and it's a solid little place. Just had the carpets shampooed. It's got thermal pane windows, and it's for sale for less than $100,000. Check that out at thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now, going until midnight Monday. If you're mailing me a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. You folks already have an energy cleaner. This is an opportunity to get the micro plush throw. They're elegant, cozy, and warm with a nice discount, 25% discount off the micro plush throws, with a bonus for everybody who orders an energy cleaner or a mattress pad or a micro plus throw. That's, you get a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Place your order, you pay full price, I refund the sale price, and the toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting Ruthie Andrews, her office telephone number is 417 831-531-5249. Website's RuthieAndrews.com. And Ruthie, you got some more follow-up on Catherine's call, please.
I do, yes. In fact, even though I stepped out of the nonprofit mental health arena some years ago in terms of, you know, where I am in my profession at this point in time, I never stepped out of the trenches. And in fact, I definitely do have sliding fee scale opportunities and package rate discounts. I definitely want to make that known. Just email me. If that's of interest to you, just email me at curiecounseling@gmail.com. You can find that email on my website. Again, curiecounseling@gmail.com. Let me know that that's an interest of yours, and we can make something happen.
All right. Well said. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ruthie. I have a or counselor. I have a question concerning, you know, of Dr. Judith Reisman and her several books, starting with Kinsey, Sex and Fraud. She seems to think that there are parallels between the acceptance of the results of the Kinsey report and its impact on society, and the acceptance of Darwin's theory of evolution. They're both examples of the academic, scientific, and community, and the media drinking Kool-Aid. Do you have any comment on this?
I do. This has definitely popped up in terms of conversation before, and it's so true that the Kinsey report in many ways has been neutralized and nullified in terms of the outlandish reporting numerically, that it really does not purport true numerical outcomes. And yes, we need to speak to, again, truer truths and call out when we know that there are evidence-based resources that point to other outcomes, and that there are newer, even more brilliant, if you will, educational and true study opportunities available that show that the Kinsey report is just not accurate.
Okay, how does it? But is there anything analogous between it and the acceptance of Darwinism? I mean, how was academia and media they manipulated in some way in order to get acceptance for something that does not have scientific? How is the media particularly manipulated into going along with accepting it and propagating a fraud?
So I will tell you that, just in general, and I'm speaking from my own experience here, that in fact, in the mental health arena, even amongst the counselors, the co-staff that I had over the years, and even supervisors and even dominant mental health facilities, because I worked in a lot of mental health facilities, when it comes to the Kinsey report, they all agreed, even the more liberal ones agreed, that the Kinsey report was not accurate, and that it was not evidence-based, and that in fact the conclusions that were drawn in the Kinsey report in those two books were faulty. And so I can't comment on the media, because I haven't heard anything from the media on that in the past years, but I can comment on what my experience was working in major mental health facilities and working with a lot of other persons, that we all agreed that it just was not accurate.
Okay, how was it, but it was the media mostly that propagated its truth. It was one huge red flag that I've noticed is that Dr. Reisman noticed that he didn't seem to show much interest in what married couples did with each other. Now, it should have been quickly shot down on just that. I mean, if you don't do that, what does that mean?
I would agree with you. This is one of the problems. There's a lot of problems with the Kinsey report, but keep in mind, we're talking about books that were published in 1948 and 1953. And there are many newer resources that are out that are more accurate and that do have far more accurate statistical reporting systems that are included.
Okay. John, we need to move. John, we need to move on. You've had your turn. We need to move on. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Our next caller is Tim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. You there?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
You're okay. Okay. I'd like to go back to PTSD and see if you're familiar with something. There's an incident that occurred. I don't know if John Ruthie, are you familiar with Ernest Shackleton? Have you ever heard of him?
I have not. No. Tell me.
I haven't either. No.
Really? Okay. About 1910, around there, he was in a Scottish Geographical Society. He was ahead of a ship that went to the North Pole, and there had about 20 men with him, and their ship got stuck in the ice and broke apart, and they spent 2 years on a piece of ice. Now, there are books on this. I have them. One of them is called The Endurance. That was the name of his ship. But what wound up happening is they spent 2 years there on a piece of ice. They wound up getting back, and when they got back, none of them were killed. They were all stable, mentally healthy, and every one of them, they said, what do you attribute? None of them had what they'd call today PTSD. And they said, what do you attribute this? When they asked every man, and they said, Shackleton, his leadership, his example, and his character, we knew we were going to be okay. So how they got back was Shackleton took a couple guys on a 300-mile rowboat trip to a whaling station, and then they got back. But it's a fascinating story in human nature and potential and what can be done. I'm surprised that more people don't know about this. Like I said, his name is Ernest Shackleton. There are books about him. The whole his granddaughter forwarded a book called Shackleton's Way. It's a study in his psychology and leadership and how he was able to motivate his men and keep them positive. And the most interesting thing about the book I have, the one is The Endurance. They had a cameraman on board. Now, in 1910, photography was very low-tech and things. It just so happened that he was able to save his photographic equipment. And there are a lot of pictures in that book of these men and their activities and what they did and everything. It's a fascinating read and a fascinating study in human nature. Having volunteer work in the VA with the PTSD, I had to get out. They wouldn't let me share my faith. They kicked me out. But the tag, it's kind of like a tag that people are tagged with, and they kind of latch on to it then, and it's abused by the system and everything. But I thought you'd enjoy that story, and maybe you might want to look into it. It's a fascinating story. Ruthie, do you have any comment on the potential and how men can endure things like that and come out, and some endure much less and are broken?
I actually do, Tim. Thank you. And I was just looking up Ernest Shackleton as you were talking. I'm actually familiar with the story, but didn't know that that was the gentleman's name. And you're right. It's a fantastic story. I've actually heard podcasts on it. So interestingly enough, we know that approximately 85 to 88% of persons who go through a traumatic experience will not develop PTSD. The reason why is that they are moving into fight or flight, which is a helpful response. And if you keep moving in a traumatic event, when the event is actually taking place. So in this experience, when they're stuck on the ice, they are hunting, they are working together, they're processing, they're talking, they're encouraging one another. They're working to stay warm, they're building fires, all of those things. If you keep moving, the brain is collating and tagging information back and forth between the left and the right hemisphere. That supportive collating system of information buzzing back and forth in the brain is what will disallow information to lock up in one hemisphere and keep it rolling in the short-term memory, which is what causes PTSD. When you keep moving and information is allowed to shift back and forth between both hemispheres and you're processing as you go, the brain has a chance to move through what is happening in the traumatic event and over time place the information into long-term memory storage in the back part of the brain in the hippocampus and around the hippocampus. And when that happens, PTSD will not develop. It's when somebody is forced into a freeze or a fawn response wherein PTSD will develop. And you see that in approximately 13 to 15% of cases where somebody goes through a traumatic event. So you can see where they were working together as a group, where they had an experience where, yes, PTSD did not develop. And yes, it takes for sometimes it, in fact, it does take firm leadership. That's one of the components or the variables in helping people in those situations to stay moving. They're being extolled. They're being encouraged. They're being prompted together as a group to keep moving forward.
Well, he kept them in activities. Like I said, if you look at the pictures, you'll see them playing sports on the ice and having, there was a piece of the ship that was left that they actually stayed in. And they kept some supplies, they're all safe, but it was his leadership. He kept them, they didn't have an idyllic lifestyle, but they had stable. And the mental stability, I don't know, but it's just fascinating. Not one of them perished, and not one of them had mental problems when they got back. And I don't know, I've heard many long years ago, John, you would know this, that I don't. When you're in combat or out in the field or something, one of the generals or one of the commanders, I don't know what it was, said every morning, I think it was in Vietnam, they would have the men get up and shave and clean themselves up and everything. And of course, the men were thinking, well, what use is that?
That was a battle of the bulge. That was a battle of the bulge in World War II, okay, in the middle of winter. Shaving in warm weather, yeah, not a big deal. But when it's below freezing in combat, but that was the battle of the bulge where the general made that order. Right.
Well, the purpose was to keep a sense of normalcy. Is that right?
Well, normalcy, normal discipline. Discipline, right, esprit de corps, all those things go into it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all I had to offer, so thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Call in number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Ruthie?
Yeah, just another follow-up from that, John. PTSD really will, when it does develop, it will develop on a 1 to 10 scale. Keep in mind that we're not just looking at one perspective or dimension, if you will, of PTSD. It's not the same for everybody. I have seen just low end, there's just fear-based responses, there's a bit of anxiety, there's a bit of tension. Somebody will have a heightened stress response, and then you'll see somebody at a 4, 5, or 6 on the scale, where now we're developing more into some anxiety attacks. Anxiety attacks at a 6 or 7 become more panic. And then you'll see somebody at an 8, 9, or 10 really have difficulties with what we call ADLs, activities of daily living, where they're having difficulty taking care of themselves, holding down a job, showering, getting their trash out to the street on the right day, those kinds of things, or preparing their own food. You will see those difficulties develop at a high end, high range on that particular, on a scale. Dissociative identity disorder is also on the same scale as post-traumatic stress. So in extreme cases, and I have a number of these clients that I work with, John, a person will develop different personas in their brain and hole up information into different locked storage units in the brain in order to deal with severely traumatic events. Places where they're, events, for example, where they're being tortured and where there's a captor and they're not able to leave the event that's taking place. So you'll see that happen at an 8, 9, or 10. And so keep in mind, when we're talking about PTSD, the effects may be low end, mid range, or high end on the high end of that scale. And it's not the same for everybody. And so coming out of a difficult event, you may not notice, for example, when somebody's struggling at a 1, 2, or 3, they can sit with you and hold a perfectly well conversation. And you're not recognizing that there's a mental health concern happening. So keep in mind that sometimes what we see or what we're looking at doesn't portray the entire picture of what somebody may be struggling with. And I want to let everybody know that, again, there are healing and restoration possibilities, whether it's low range, mid range, or high range on that scale, John. You do not have to sit with an outcome, and it does not have to be a lifelong circumstance that you are struggling with a post-traumatic experience in your life. That there are pathways to complete restoration and healing for you.
That's good to know. That's good to know. And we got our last break coming up here in less than a minute. The call number is, we get room for maybe one more call at 512-248-8252. Do you have very many veterans that you deal with PTSD?
I did, not at this point in time, John, but in the past I truly have when I was working in, again, social service nonprofit. And when I was working for the health insurance company, a lot of those folks would end up coming in. They had been bounced out of the VA or didn't want to use their VA benefits, and they chose to use a spouse's benefit, for example. And I ended up having a lot of those folks on my caseload at definitely different certain points of time. It was amazing to me. I remember having several conversations where I offered that there were ways to restore and to heal. And I had several people tell me that, in fact, they were concerned that they would lose their benefits and their disability pay if they were to work their way out of a diagnosis. So I want to encourage you as well to not let things that are little benefits to keep you and stop you from healing.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're back. Ruthie, looks like Catherine from Maine is back for an encore here. Go ahead, Catherine.
Ruthie, thank you. I will email you. And I just wanted to let you know that when I applied for graduate school and I was accepted into one of those highly competitive MSW programs, and I had my COBRA at that time for my type 1 diabetic care. And, you know, I was sitting there, had been upper middle class my entire life, right? And the other social work students on the first night, Well, they labeled me Miss Ethics, the professor, because I gave the only ethical answer to the question presented that night. And the other social workers say, I thought they were going to jump me. I'm not kidding you. And she said, you don't understand. Where have you been? She said, they said we have to give them a mental illness diagnosis because if we don't, they won't get their insulin. Sugar doll. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I was like, man, these people they were really angry with me because I was ignorant because I had not been in the trenches, see? And so I looked at that student loan check, right? And I decided, you know what? I've got to work in the field before I go into debt like this. So thank you, but they can't get their insulin. And I met a woman in Missouri working where I moved to town, and I had a pillar of the community in a small town. I had an ag-based housing, labeled me a communist and a lesbian. The second day I was there, my cell phone wouldn't work, okay? Those are lies, okay? And there was a woman working in that very little diner or gas station where I went to use the phone because it would work there, and she had no access to health care as a type 1 diabetic. She could not afford her insulin, all right? No dental access, nothing. She was falling through the cracks. So sometimes that diagnostic stuff, right, plays into not wanting to work out of a diagnosis because you will go back into this, you can't afford your health care. Now, some of this was pre-Obamacare, but there are still serious issues with why people want to keep the disability status because they can't afford the care if they don't have that. Okay, so thank you for bringing attention to that. And thank you for taking my second call.
Okay, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Less than 2 minutes, Ruthie, to wrap up your thoughts for this show.
Yeah, Catherine again brings a really interesting point too, and a very good point to the table, that in fact, the system, when we keep a disability status, when we harness into systems where we have to have a diagnosis, it works to keep people stuck. At the same time, John, I really want to encourage a thought process. I can't tell you how often I have folks coming to me, and I hear this daily and weekly. I need to get free. I need to be free. Please help me. Please show me how to get free. And I want to encourage everybody, Catherine included, everybody, that in fact, you are free. That if you change the paradigm, if you come at it from a different perspective, from the platform and the stance and the ideology that you are already free, we start from our starting point is a completely different process. And in fact, whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And if we start to operate in our freedom, it changes outcomes dramatically. And I see people speed up their work dramatically. In fact, instead of doing 20 or 40 or 50 therapy sessions or staying with me for several years, which that has happened in the past, we're able to get things done in 2, 3, 4 sessions. And so keep in mind that where we start in our ideological framework and in our own perspective has a lot to do with outcomes. So I want to encourage you all that you are free. You are free. You are free.
Thank you, Ruthie. I'll have you back in 3 weeks. We appreciate it. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.